Hello, this is Wedge from Killerbox Communique over at killerbox.net, where I investigate intranet best practices and good communications. And today I'm in Copenhagen in Denmark. I was invited by Kurt to attend the Intrateam Event Copenhagen 2011 conference, and there are so many intranet superstars here. This is just day one of a three-day conference, and that's the amazing thing. Intrateam put together a three-day conference, so we've got a massive amount of time to really focus on the sort of things that are happening on intranets around the world. And I really do mean globally, because we already on day one I've met William Emergis of AEP, and he's an intranet judge, and he's an award-winning intranet manager with his team of intranet designers. I've also met the wonderful Christy Season, who I followed on Twitter for, well, it seems like ages. And again, Christy, her intranet is an award-winning intranet for Scanner. And then I've met Bert from EA, who's using SharePoint Electronic Arts in Canada. And then there's, of course, there's people from Copenhagen and Denmark and Sweden and Norway. And, of course, the UK as well. Not only am I here, but I've met Sam Marshall, who was talking about governance and steering groups and sponsors and other difficult things that I don't like to think about at this time of night. And Martin White from the UK was speaking about, well, a couple of things really. So I'll be blogging about what Martin's been saying. His book is out today or yesterday, so check out Martin White, or check out intranetfocus.com or intranetfocus on Twitter. And we also heard from Shell Holtz, who you may well know, podcasts with Neville Hobson, Jangles, on Twitter. And Shell was talking about podcasting inside the intranet. Now, I'm hoping I might catch him at dinner, because I do want to ask about how people are supposed to consume audio inside the office, because if your iPod can't connect to the intranet. Anyway, we'll talk about that, and hopefully I'll be blogging a little bit more on Intrateam's event on my blog at killerbox.net. And if you've been watching Twitter, or if you already follow me, you'll see that there's a hashtag IEC11 for the event and this three-day conference, where there's a few of us tweeting as we go and many of us tweeting after each speaker. So check out either my stuff at twitter.com/wedge, or just do a Twitter search for the hashtag of IEC11, and that's a lot of fun. Hopefully this audio boo will get through in the next couple of minutes, so that'll be nice. But yeah, it's really nice to be in a room of people who understand intranets. We don't all speak the same language, but we're all, I mean, literally, there's a lot of languages in the room, but we don't all speak the same language of intranets, but we all have a similar principle. We have an understanding of the background. A lot of companies are talking about how conservative they are, where they spend their money, where they prioritize things. Certainly SharePoint is being sold as a collaborative platform, but we're not talking about SharePoint. We're not talking about content management systems, CMSs. We're talking about who runs the intranet, what the purpose of it for, what the purpose of it is for, how it aligns with the strategy and business goals of the company. And so, we're hearing a lot about people who want to do more, who want to make it mobile, who want to make it time-shifted, who want to provide it in different formats for different audiences. But there's a lot of hesitancy around spending money or prioritizing initiatives. And let's face it, in business, we've all seen projects go awry, go over budget, go over time, and just not meet their goals and objectives. So I understand this conservatism. It's great to be in a room of people who want to do more with the intranet, though, and who have, you know, high ideals and exciting principles. So I think we all understand the frustrations, and we know that we're going to be dealing with more stakeholders, IT, HR, information management. So it's great to be able to talk to so many people about these sort of things. And considering that I've resigned from my intranet position just a few weeks ago, it puts the industry in perspective for me. This is still the industry I want to be in. I still want to be in good comms. I want to be in a good comms team. I want to be in a company that appreciates communications. And so I do feel excited about looking for my next role. So yeah, that's me. So check me out at twitter.com/wedge or killerbox.net, and I'll tweet you tomorrow as well.